We see in today's reading this contrast between Solomon on the one hand and the Syrophoenician woman. What is so tragic about that reading that we had from Kings that Harriet read for us is we see here the downfall of Solomon, a man who in his earlier life had had a heart that was so turned towards the Lord, was so passionate for the Lord and his ways, and was filled with the wisdom of God. But as we read in the book of Deuteronomy, there was a law against Hebrew men, particularly the king, from marrying foreign wives, something that Solomon did in spades as he got older and older. And what we see happening in Solomon's life is the influence then of the demonic into his very character. One who had been so filled with wisdom was now controlled by the sins of lust, pride, and greed. And we see a contrast between David, his father, and Solomon. David also was one who committed grave sin. But the difference was that David's heart always turned back to the Lord. Twice in the reading that we had today, we are told that Solomon's heart turned from the Lord. And so what we see with Solomon is something that is so prevalent and possible today, where we turn from God and allow for the world and its influences to so control us that we become bound by their influence and power. Then we have this woman, this Syrophoenician who has a daughter who is possessed by a demon. How different she is from Solomon. Solomon's heart turns from the Lord. The Syrophoenician woman turns towards the Lord. And in this lovely repartee between Jesus and this woman, it's very playful, actually. Jesus is not being derogatory or dismissive of her. Rather, he's wanting to engage her, and he's wanting to sort of, in a sense, encourage her tenacity and her faith. But when Jesus says that the bread is not to be given to the dogs, but to the children of Israel, of course, he's talking about the people who are the chosen people of God. But this woman anticipates, but what about the Gentiles? And she says, well, even the dogs and the puppies under the table need to eat. And Jesus sees the point that she is making. And here now, there's something remarkable that happens. She becomes, in a sense, one of the very first people to whom the gospel goes out to the non-Jewish people. If you read through Mark's gospel, we see that right after this story, that Jesus is going to cure a Gentile in the region of the Decapolis. And then he's going to multiply 7 loaves of bread for 4,000 people, also in Gentile territory, to show that the gospel and the mass is for all people. So we see this contrast between Solomon and this woman. And as we think about this, the question I would leave us all with this morning is the following. The king of Israel is surrounded by material wealth and pleasure, and having experienced divine blessing, refuses to repent of his grave sins. The Gentile woman, by contrast, is suffering greatly, and she humbly approaches Jesus with faith and a request of favor from her. And her daughter is then freed from that demonic influence and in her right mind. And so we too consider this question: who do we want to imitate? How easy it is sometimes to follow into the role of Solomon. But may we be inspired by the Syrophoenician woman to have a faith that humbly perseveres and seeks our Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you tested the faith and hope of the Syrophoenician woman, and she passed the test with flying colors. Instead of being offended by your parable, she persisted in her prayer and petition to you. We hope that when we are tested and our faith is brought to a place of challenge, that we too would pass the test like her. Renew our trust in you and deepen our love for you. This, Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen.